You are glorious.
So
glorious. You are marvelous. So marvelous in your ways. Sing Yahweh. 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 Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You are glorious, so glorious. You are wonderful, so wonderful in your ways. Oh, you are marvelous, so marvelous in your ways. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, hey, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Elohim Adonai, ah, hallelujah. Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, Elohim. Father, Jesus, we say hallowed be thy name. We thank you for this meeting. We thank you for your time. We say hallowed be thy name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the mystery that you revealed to us. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the blessing. We say thank you, Father. Even as we go into your world, we thank you because you have revealed yourself to us. In the name of Jesus, we declare that there is no action. In the name, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Good evening and welcome to the Word and Prayer Meeting. Last week, we started a session on activating spiritual realities. Please, if you're not talking at the moment, could you please mute yourself to avoid interruption from your hand? Thank you. Praise God. So last week, we started a discussion on activating spiritual realities. This is going to be the second series in this teaching, and I want us to realize something very important, that if you are going to create physical realities, it takes a spiritual being to create a physical reality. Praise God. Sister Oriofe, could you please mute yourself? Thank you. It takes a spiritual being to create a physical reality. So if there's a particular result that you want in this life, you should understand that it is a physical reality and a spiritual being is required. However, the class of the spiritual being matters to the fear, to the ability to create such a reality. You know, last week we just talked about possibilities that exist in the spiritual realm, how that the experiences we have today are just photocopies of the possibilities that we have chosen in the spiritual realm. And we also mentioned, to the glory of God, that there are two levels of realities, that is the spiritual dimension and the sensual dimension. Now, these are the two dimensions to reality. And then we have mentioned so many things, that there are two layers of realities, and that they are the layer of awareness and the layer of manifestation. And we have mentioned one key thing, that principles are key to manifesting physical realities. If you are going to bring a spiritual possibility into the world that we live in, I mean, into this world that we see, that we can sense, you have to engage certain principles. And so there are principles that are attached to each physical possibility. And I want you to understand again, I'm repeating this, to just to lay emphasis on it again, that the principle you are using matters a lot. Because it is the principle that carries the power. It is the principle, okay, the power or the ability to bring a physical reality, a spiritual reality to physical world is in the principle you are using. So there are weak principles and there are strong principles. We have mentioned that principles can overrule each other. Principles can cancel each other out. Praise God. And so today, naturally, we should have delved into talking about some basic principles in the spiritual realm. But by the grace of God, this is going to be our next discussion. Because I discovered that before we talk about the principles, we need to understand who is using it. Praise God. And so today we are going to consider rank and file in the spiritual realm. So in the spiritual dimension, there are rank and files. Everybody is not the same. Praise God. You must understand this, that in the spiritual reality, yes, you are a spirit being. Yes, you are a spirit being, and that's why you can create physical possibilities. Yes, but we are not all the same in the spiritual realm. We do not belong to the same level, spiritually speaking. And if we do not belong to the same level, spiritually speaking, we cannot all get the same results, spiritually speaking, and sensually speaking. So this means that we are not all the same. We may appear the same, we may look the same, we may have flesh upon us, we may have skin, we may have like passions, but we are not the same. So it is important that you understand that there are two principles that guide results, as there are principles that makes results possible, that makes bringing results from the spiritual dimension to the physical dimension. As there are principles, there are also personalities. There are levels to personalities in the spiritual realm. Praise God. There are levels to personalities in the spiritual realm. And so let me just, because we have a lot of scriptures to read, I'll just read from my end, and we really have a place to go. Praise God. I just trust the Holy Spirit to help us this evening, even as we watch, look through the Word of God, and, you know, die, look at this truth, revelational truth, by the grace of God. Praise God. We have to understand that generally speaking, there are two types of being according to nature. According to their nature, according to how they exist, there are generally two types of being. There is no middle ground, there are just two. And so these are beings in the kingdom of God and heaven. Pay attention, beings in the kingdom of God and heaven. There's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. They're not the same. So by nature, spiritually speaking, some set of people and some set of spirits belong to the kingdom of God, that is, and the kingdom of heaven. So people in the kingdom of God are believers in Christ Jesus that are living on earth here. We are not in heaven, but we are a part of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is in us. The Lord Jesus said, look here. Behold, nobody will be able to say the kingdom is there or here. He says the kingdom is in you. So there are two, the first type of being, the first types of beings are people, or say spirits now, because only spirits exist in spiritual realm. So there are spirits in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. This is the first type of spirit according to nature. So spirits in the kingdom of heaven are spirits that exist in the kingdom of God in heaven. Now, praise God. Is somebody listening to me this evening? Please pay attention. I trust that there will not be any distraction from your head. He says, and then there are spirits in the kingdom of darkness. So according to nature, there are only two kingdoms per se. The kingdom of God and heaven will classify it as one according to nature, and the kingdom of darkness. There is no middle ground. There is no maybe the person is both a combination of light and dark. No. There is no single spirit that is not from the kingdom of God that is not an agent of darkness. You know, by reason of the information that we have around, books that you may have read, movies that you may have seen, okay, so we think that probably some demons, some angels that are not from God and exist in the kingdom of darkness can still do good. No, they don't. Their nature is wickedness. Their nature is darkness. They cannot offer you something good. If they offer you something good, they are taking something more precious away from you. So this bit of information might not seem very important until it is very important. And we'll begin to see now. There is no middle ground. There is no, maybe the person is just a, we have misinterpreted the person or the spirits to be an angel of darkness. Maybe is both a combination. He can do good and he can do bad. No. Clear it now. So if you see any person that is trying to drag you to do something that is not scriptural, no matter how nice the person may be, realize that that instant that person is becoming an agent of darkness, even if the person is your pastor. If they are dragging you to do something that is not scriptural, that does not have a scriptural backing, that, okay, let me put it this way, that is not New Testament compliant. Know that this person cannot be from the kingdom of God. This thing cannot be that I'm invoking the spirit, the kingdom of God. It has to be the kingdom of darkness. So if there's anyone that is asking you to, you know, anyone per se asking you to bring soap, to go and bath a particular soap, to do this, to do that, you know, cannot be from, I am saying this, cannot be from the kingdom of God and of heaven. Now, it is important that we pay attention to these things. Now, there are beings according to their class. We have considered that there are beings according to their nature, and this is beings in the kings in the kingdom of God and heaven, and then beings in the kingdom of darkness. Now, there are beings according to their class. So when we say class, we mean according to their level. According to their level of ability. Praise God. There are beings according to their class, that is, according to their level of ability. Don't forget, we're still talking about activating spiritual realities. This is the second teaching. And we're looking at personalities, rank and file in the spiritual realm. This is very important for us. So they're beings according to their class. But when I say class, by class, I mean level of ability, spiritually speaking. And the first level, let me put it that way, this is not the highest, the lowest level now, are incarnates. The lowest level of spiritual beings are incarnates. Genesis chapter 6, I will read from my end. Just pay attention, I will read from my end. Genesis chapter 6, from verse 1. You can follow me and just read wherever you are, but don't read here. I mean, don't read out. You can just follow me wherever you are. Genesis chapter 6. So incarnates are also spiritual beings, and they have a very interesting history, and we just want to look at them so that you can see that they exist and is scriptural. Praise God. Genesis chapter 6. Praise God. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1. It says, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, 2, that the sons of God, by the sons of God here, the scripture referred to angels at that time, saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Okay, and so let's move on to verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bore children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. They became mighty men. So incarnates are products. Are you with me now? Incarnates are products of a relationship between a spiritual being without a physical form and a spiritual being with a physical form. Probably I should repeat this for emphasis. Incarnates are products of a relationship between a spiritual being that does not have a physical form, probably a demon, a spirit, an angel, or whatsoever. And when such a spirit has a relationship with a person, somebody that has a physical form but is also a spiritual being, when they come together, what they can give back to is called an incarnate. Such a person is not human. So incarnates are spiritual beings. They are not human in any way. You must pay attention. The portion of incarnate is hell. There is no redemption for them whatsoever. The portion of incarnate is hell. There is no redemption for them whatsoever, because the relationship that gave birth to them is an illegal relationship. And it is the result of these relationships that we have spirit beings that have physical forms, like mermaids. They are incarnates. They are not even up to the level of demons. They are incarnates. Mermaids, you mentioned them. Mami water, whatever this is called them. They are incarnates. Products of the relationship between a spiritual being and a physical person. So they are the lowest level of spiritual being. So they can cause things to happen spiritually. Praise God. So all these mermaids you hear about, mami water, whatever, they can cause things to happen. They can cause spiritual possibilities to happen in the life of people. Praise God. Pay attention now. Don't forget that we are looking at their level according to their class, not according to the kingdom they belong to now. The second level we have are angels. Angels. The Greek word for angels means angelos, and it means messenger. Now, it is very important that we understand this, that angels excel in strength. Each angel is given an ability to do a particular thing. Each angel, there are angels that are meant for delivering messages. There are angels that are meant for war. Each angel created by God, whether falling or not falling now, okay, are created for specific purposes and given specific abilities that suit the assignments that God intends to be given them from time to time. And it is very interesting that we must know that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God does not give and take back. Praise God. It is very important that we pay attention to these things. God does not give and take back. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And so when some of them fell along with Satan, we read Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. When some of them fell along with Satan, they fell, and they still fell with their power. They still had the power they used to have. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. So a good number of demons are angels, fallen angels. They are the second level of spiritual beings according to the claim. They have power. They can cause things to happen. They can cause physical realities to happen. So in a way, demons can override what incarnates can do. Demons are bosses to incarnates. In a way. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. It says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels, pay attention now. So it means that Michael has a set of angels that were designated to him because he's an archangel. Okay, so Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Praise God. So after this war, we had fallen angels. Angels that fell along with Satan when disobeyed. After this war. So, angels. A good number of demons are also angels. They are messengers. So, pay attention to what I'm about to say now. So, whatever the name of the demon is, you can send the demon a message. I don't, as a matter of fact, because he was created to be a messenger. So whether he is falling or he's still an angel of the Lord, does not matter. You can send him a message. Because that is his original assignment. If he receives, if he refuses to obey, I hear me now. Woe unto him, for he is in the voice of his creator. What we are saying now might seem a little bit too extreme. It is not. I listened to a testimony of Brother Smith Wigglesworth. He said he was in his house, I think it was in his room, and he was just trying to have a nap, and the devil came, Satan himself came, and began to scatter the house. And he was like, what's going on in the sitting room? Things were just, he was hearing plates breaking. Things were just happening, and then he came out. And when he came out, he saw Satan, and said, oh, is you? Oh, no wonder. He didn't bother. He just turned his back and was going back to his bed to sleep. Then he remembered, if he went to bed, who is going to clean up the mess Satan is creating? Then he came back and said, Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus, arrange everything you have scattered. And he did arrange it. So you must understand, angels, regardless of whatever they had now, they are demons and they are messengers. Fallen angels are demons and their messengers. The angels of the Lord are messengers too. The Bible calls them ministering spirits. The angels of the Lord are ministering spirits, and they are to minister to us who are the heirs of their salvation. This is what the scriptures say. And interestingly, the demons too are ministering spirits. And so you can send them a message that is contrary to the message that their elders have sent them. Yes, you can. This is the reason why you can tell a demon to leave a place and go on to dry land. You have sent him a message. Praise God. And then we are still considering spirits according to their class. And the next class are archangels. Archangels. Michael is an archangel. So archangels are a tad higher, a bit higher than angels, in the sense that they were given specified powers to lead angels. And of course, we also had fallen archangels that we now call principalities and powers today. The Bible calls them principalities, powers. They are archangels that fell. So principalities and powers were archangels, used to be archangels before the Lord, but they fell. And so they became principalities. And so for each principality, I've heard that there are about 50,000 demons assigned to a single principality. So principalities are bosses to demons. Just like archangels are leaders to angels. You will see in that Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 that we read, the scripture says, and Michael fought with his angels. So Michael had a sort of a battalion. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Look at it. The Bible does not even recognize the fact that demons are powerful. It does not even, because they are too small. Demons and incarnates are too small to even be talking about now. It starts from principalities. A principality, like I said earlier, has thousands of demons assigned to him. A single one. And in a family, there can be up to about five principalities claiming to have a say in that family. Spiritually speaking. So if we are going to fight any war by our righteousness, we should know that we cannot win. Ha! Thank God. But the scripture says that whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. Praise God. If it was to be by our righteousness, we cannot win. But thank God we have overcome. Can somebody say we have overcome? So principalities and powers we used to be archangels. They can cause things to happen. They can send demons on a message to get things to happen. So they can be the reason why a lot of things are not working the way they should be. They can assign demons to people's life. They can assign demons to particular regions. They can assign, thousands of demons to operate in a particular place because they are principalities of the place. There can be a principality, up to three or four principalities, laying claim to a city. At least in every city, there is a principality. At least one. So please don't think that because we live in this very normal world or very sensual world, things are not happening spiritually, you will be wrong. If you were to go about and God would open your eyes to begin to see spiritually, even as you walk about, you will be shocked at the things you will see. You will be so shocked. Praise God. The fourth level that we have, don't forget we're considering spiritual beings according to their class. And we still have quite a few long way to go. Let me begin to rush now. The next level are royalties. Royalties. So these ones are a tad higher than principalities. They are, how do you put it now? They are royalty. They have received crowns. They have received an upgrade. They are kings on their own. On their own, they have been made a little king over a particular area, over a particular region. They are called royalties. A part of the royalties in the kingdom of heaven, we have the 21 elders. They are part of the royalties. They sit before God. They are royalties. They have crowns. There is a reason they have crowns on their heads. This is because they are royalties. And in the kingdom of darkness, we have royalties too. They are called rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the highest places. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 still continues to describe them. That's why Ephesians 6 12 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our fight is against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in the highest places. They are royalties. The last two are royalties, and they have a command. In fact, they are the level of the devil. And regardless of all these things that we have said, regardless of the fact that they are royalties, the devil is their master. Praise God. Royalties, they are the affair of a particular region. Scripture says they have spiritual wickedness in, so they are high places. They don't do anything but wickedness there. They don't have joy. They can't have. They thrive in darkness. They perpetuate darkness. They try to rule regions with darkness. They spread wickedness. They are the inventors of wickedness. Praise God. And the highest class in the spiritual realm is a class called God. You will notice I said it's a class called God. I didn't say it's God. The highest class in the spiritual realm is a class called God. There is a being called Jehovah or Yahweh, the source of all beings, and is my Father. I don't know about you, but he's my Father. This being called God, Jehovah, or Yahweh, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, is the source of all other beings. He created every other being. He gave the powers they had to every other being. He now. But he also has a class of his own. He has a class of his own. Praise God. You must understand that God and every being in his class supersede every other being in the spiritual realm. God and every being in the class of God. Every being, okay, that is at the same level of God. That is what I'm saying when I say the class of God supersedes every other being now. Whether they are archangels, whether they are realities, whether they are angels, whether they are incarnate, it does not matter. They supersede every other being and they can overrule the decision of any other being, regardless of their number or rank. But it has to be done legally. Praise God. So you will notice that God is not a single personality. John chapter 1 verse 1, we see that the Spirit, the scripture says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Talking about God being two distinct personalities, God himself and his Word, also God. It means that the Word of God is at the class of God. The Word of God is a being itself. It is a spirit itself, able to create things. I show you a deep mystery. The breath of God is a spirit itself, able to create things. This is why the scripture says, whatsoever is born of God. Apostle John had an understanding that God is not just about giving birth to people alone. Anything can come out of God. And so whatever comes out of God now is God. Whatever comes out of God belongs to the class. In the beginning, the Word was with God. And the Word was God. That in the beginning of this earth, because that's not the beginning of everything, that was just the beginning of this earth, the Word was with God. And in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, the scripture says that in the beginning, the Word was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the water. So it means that there was something when we say God, we can refer to God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Word. They are at the same class. I was wondering to something so deep. He said, as long as I am in the world. Kai, it hit me so deep. I began to study that world and I began to confess, and the reality came to me. Yes, so because he is in the class of God. He is in the class, is in the level of God. It can overrule every system. It can overrule every principle. It can overrule every obstacle. It can overrule every known way of doing things, because he is at the level of the source of all things. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, whatsoever comes out of God. So God is not the only one in his class. That's what I want you to know. God is a class. Praise God. And I want you to understand this, that you, the believer in Christ, belong to the class. This might be a bit difficult to digest. Just hold on. Calm down. Because you might begin to now, I'm sure the devil might even begin to tell you that, don't mind him. If you belong to the class of God, remember what you are going through. Remember you have a debt to pay off. Remember you still fell sick too. It does not change the word of God. You belong to the class of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. He said, as many as believed him, to them gave he power. Okay? To them gave him the ability, to them gave him the opportunity to become the sons of God. Power to think like God, power to talk like God, power to act like God, power to live like God, power to appear like God. Praise God. If that scripture is not so clear to us, we can look at Galatians 3 verse 27. Galatians 3 27 says, for as many of you that has been baptized into Christ, praise, pay attention. I believe that by now we have a clear understanding that Christ is also God. Christ belongs to the class of God. Okay? Probably we should go back to John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh. So when we're talking about Christ now, we're talking about that word that became flesh. The scripture now says that for as many of you that have been baptized into that word, Christ, it says you have put on Christ, meaning that your appearance is Christ, meaning that you now belong to the class of God. Praise God. Praise God now. Is somebody still listening to me? You belong to the class of God. Tell yourself that I belong to the class of God. Tell yourself, everything responds to me the way they respond to God. It is a must. Everything responds to me. Declare this over your life now. Everything responds to me the way they respond to God. Catch this revelation. You belong to the class of God. For as many of you that has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 4. Verse 4 says, whereby have been given unto us. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, whereby have been given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that they have been given to us, exceeding great and precious promises. It says that by these promises we might be partakers of the divine nature. One particular day I was just meditating on this scripture, and I was beginning to think that what would it mean to be a partaker of the divine nature? Would it mean that I'll just be part of the divine nature or what? And then the Holy Spirit began to tell me that, calm down. This is what the scripture is saying, that even as God would stand, okay, the Lord Jesus would stand, the Holy Spirit, he himself would stand, that if they are to look at the three of them beside you, they must find you. That because we are one, that as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, I am now part of that Trinity. I am one with them. They are one with me. That is what the scripture is saying, partaker of the divine nature. But it says we have to come to that level where we become a partaker of the divine nature by the precious promises. So it then means that everyone cannot become the partaker of this divine nature. Only the people who have received the promise can become partakers. Who have received the promise, believe the promise, can become partakers of the divine nature. And this is why it is dangerous for you to be a Christian by association. It is dangerous for you to not be a Christian by birth. When I say by birth, I mean by divine birth, not by natural birth. Thank you, Father. It is dangerous because everything else that is lower than the class of God begin to manifest and they will begin to trouble you. And you, because you do not belong to the class of God, you will be under their oppression. And there is a reason why the scripture says resist the devil and he will flee, because you are a class above. Did I say a class? You are like 10 to 15 classes above his class. He is there, the devil, below your feet, and you are there, the Son of God, the same class with God. If this is still difficult for us to believe, let us read together Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. This Apostle Paul speaking here. He says, for this cause, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, we've discussed this before, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. I believe we've discussed this before in our session, in our series on named by God. God, please pay attention. God is not an illegal person. God is not an illegal personality. God does not adopt, he gives birth. God will not put his name on anybody that does not belong to him. So the reason you are named after God is because you belong to God, is because you are born of God. Praise God. First Peter chapter 1. I need us to understand this reality. You belong to the class of God. Tell yourself. You belong to the class of God. Everything will respond to you the same way they respond to God. And if indeed you belong to the class of God, this must also stay in your spirit, that God in heaven is not less than God in you. If indeed you belong to the class of God, God in heaven is not less than God in you. God in you, rather now, is not less than God in heaven. This is what the scripture says, that now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. But it says there is one issue, according to the power that worketh in you. So if you don't engage God in you, okay, the manifestation of God in your life is going to be limited. Pay attention now. The manifestation of God in your life is going to be limited. I mean now, by the engagement you give to the power that is at work in you. So spiritually speaking, sincerely speaking, pay attention now, sincerely speaking, all of us now, the believers in Christ, we are all the children of God, we all belong to the class of God, but we are not all manifesting as such. Why? Because we are engaging the power differently, at different levels. We are at different levels of growth and different levels of understanding. And this has given us spiritual abilities that are different, even though we have the same spiritual potential. We must understand that there is a difference between spiritual potential and spiritual abilities. That we have spiritual potential of being able to become this or being able to do this does not mean we will all automatically be able to do it. It took the Lord Jesus 30 years to prepare for a ministry of 3.5 years. You get why? First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, which according to his abundant mercy, pay attention, he says, he has begotten us again. It's that you used to be born by nature. You used to be born by the coming together of a man and a woman. Yes, you were born by that. But he says, now the Father, our Father in heaven, now has begotten you again. That makes him your Father. And that makes him a carrier. That makes you now a carrier of his DNA. I have the DNA of God. I think somebody would declare that to themselves. I have the DNA of God. He has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He has begotten us again. And don't forget, the scripture already says, whatsoever, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. Now, let me ask you, who has overcome the world? The answer is me. It says, whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. Who has overcome the world? Me. How? By my faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. In our next series, we're going to talk about the principle of faith and fear, even as we consider a lot of other principles in battling spiritual realities. You must understand, you belong to the class of the person that can do all things. This is why the scripture says, with God, all things are possible. God is already in you now. What you need is to learn to partner with God. Then all things will become possible. All things. There is no exception. All things. The Lord Jesus threw a challenge, an open challenge. He said, whatsoever you allow on earth, don't worry. It does not matter who is against it. He says, you are allowed in heaven. It does not matter who else is against it. Whatsoever you allow on earth, the only person that can stop it from coming to pass is God himself and you. And so, if you are in sync with God, whatsoever you allow on earth is automatically allowed in heaven. And whatsoever you disallow on earth is automatically disallowed in heaven. You can disallow things as a being that belongs to the class of God, and it is so. Praise God. Can somebody say to themselves, I belong to the class of God? Everything respond to me the way they will respond to God. Thank you, Father. I walk in perfect victory. The victory that Christ Jesus brought to me cannot be overtaken by anything. Praise God. Praise God. Make no mistake. We're beginning to round up now. Make no mistake. God is just. Yes, you belong to the glass of God. Yes. But in the creation of spiritual realities, in the allowing of things, God is just. And everything that God does is legal. You must understand, God is the source of all principles that are being used. And so if any of these principles, if any of the principle of unity, the principle of faith, the principle of our vision, the principle of name it, if any principle is going to be overruled, it must be by a higher principle and it must be done in a just manner. If you have been operating the principle of fear for a long time, if you are going to overrule it, it must be by the principle of faith and it must be done in a specified manner that is just. You must not have cheated anybody. So most of the time when we disallow demons and we disallow spiritual darkness from operating, we are only enforcing what has been done. We are not doing anything illegal. Binding Satan over your finances is not illegal. You are doing what has been settled. You are enforcing what has been settled. Telling the devil to leave your business is not too big for you to ask. You are only enforcing what has been done. Praise God. Refusing to bow to sickness, refusing to bow to circumstances is not something exceptional. You are only enforcing what has been settled. You must understand, to bring man back to the class of God, pay attention, God took the punishment of the sin the first man made upon himself. Praise God. So that we can understand, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. You see something very interesting here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. Our God is so just, such that because he wants to give back to men again by himself, so that men can be the carrier of his DNA according to his original purpose. He had to bear the sin of men. He had to take the punishment upon himself. We'll see. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. So 18 now. 18 says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Pay attention to verse 19. It says, to wit, that it is God that was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That everything that the Lord Jesus did, that we saw him do, that we've heard him do, that it was God that was doing it through him. Now pay attention. It was God that was doing it through him. It was God that paid the penalty of sin by himself. He is so just and so legal that we make sure that everything he's doing is legal and he has not cheated anyone. So, as a child of God, you must learn his ways. This is so important for you. If you are going to give birth to spiritual realities, I've said this before, every single scripture, every single promise in the word of God is a spiritual reality that is possible. Not because just because it's possible, but because it exists. But if you are going to give birth to it, you need to learn the ways of God. You need to stop trying to use all principles that you can find. No. You need to stop trying to use prayer to solve everything. No. You need to stop trying to fast your way into everything. No. Find the ways of God regarding the result you want. There are so many things in our lives that are not supposed to be, because by reason of what we know or what we've accepted, okay, we have allowed them. So many times when we tell people this, that, sorry, you have allowed it, they feel offended in a way. But we are only saying the truth, because the scripture says, whatsoever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. So it means that anything that is happening to you, don't worry. It does not matter where it came from, you allowed it. If you no longer want them to happen to you, you can disallow it. You can cause them not to happen to you again. Haba, Jabez prayed to God that he does not want to see evil again for the rest of his life. And the scripture says, God answered. This is a man that was not born again. This is a man that was not even at the class of God. But God overruled every other spiritual being, shut their mouths over the life of Jabez because he prayed. Because God was being just to him. Jabez must have done something, and God accounted it unto him for righteousness. Please don't think it was just prayer that Jabez prayed. Please. Don't think it was just the prayer. Please. There must have been something that God accounted for righteousness. Jabez prayed. And it did not see evil. Please, the spiritual wickedness used to exist before then. Yes, they were in existence. Principalities and powers were in existence in the city that Jabez lived in. Yet, he did not see evil to the end of his life. Because he asked and God stamped it and said, yes, this is it. Now, you that belong to the class of God, you are experiencing up and down, you have allowed it. Praise God. And this is why we're going to pray, take this prayer again. We're taking the prayer because it's a very important prayer. It's a prayer of direction. Father, continue to teach me to partner with you. I believe that a lot of us, God is already partnering with us. We're already learning to partner with him. But we're going to continue to pray again. Father, continue to teach me to partner with you. The scripture says, with God, all things are possible. And we have seen countless of people, even in the Old Testament, that they have done the impossible. They have done the impossible. So can we begin to open our mouth this moment and begin to pray? The Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to teach me to partner with you. I want everything to respond to me the way they respond to you. It takes the knowledge of God to be able to do this. It takes the knowledge of his ways. The scripture says, grace and peace will be multiplied unto you. Through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus, ask. You have received the abundance of grace, yes, but ask for the teaching, the direction. Ask him to teach you, to continue to teach you, to partner with him. Ask now.